The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Francesco Godin, CEO and Executive Chairman of Quantum Blockchain Technologies. QBT is the ticker there. Francesco, thanks for joining me.
Morning, Justin.
Yeah, and you've released a discussion on the Bitcoin mining report, which was released, and you've read that and commented on it. And it's about the difficulty miners are facing, and a lot of them maybe underwater, and maybe how you can improve that. Before we get into that, just for people not familiar, explain what the company does, Quantum Blockchain Technologies, Francesco.
Our company has the main goal to develop miners. We're going to be faster, cheaper to run, and using a variety of technologies from quantum computing to advanced ASIC design and machine learning techniques.
Yeah. And where are you at the moment in that development?
We are really, really, really working very hard and testing results because we are very happy of the direction that we're going and what we achieved so far. But I don't want to release results unless we are 110% sure what they are. And so it's, we are now at the testing stage, and I understand that this may be frustrating, not only for us, but for our shareholders. But when we come out with the numbers, we want them to be the real one and rock solid in terms of being the numbers.
Yeah, okay, so that sounds good. My summary of that is that basically you're liking what you're seeing, the test results are going well, but you want to be 100% sure before you release that to the market. Is that the case?
That's how I would describe it.
Yeah, good stuff. Okay, so this report titled BTC 2022 Mining Industry Main Listed Miners, and it is available, like you say, from the website there. But take us through the findings here, but the technical difficulty and the relationship between the Bitcoin price and that, if you could.
Yeah, I mean, basically, this is something that we've been doing internally for the last 2 years. Because it's essential that we know exactly the details and the numbers, not only of the industry, but of the players of the industry. So we have selected 9 listed companies where the numbers are public and supposed to be checked by auditors, so quite reliable. And we have worked out on a number of indicators, industry indicators, the positioning of these companies, their profitability, where they stand. And this is something that we've been doing internally, as I said, for at least 2 years. But we think that it will be interesting also for our investor in the market to know this. And why we're doing this is because if you ever engage with a partnership or as a potential customer for your technology with another party, you really need to know where they are, how they position in position, and what's their perspective are for the future, especially when the halving of the Bitcoin comes along in about a year time, and it may be tough for some of these players, and then our technology becomes even more important for them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And just explain that relationship. So you say now we've got a sort of quite a big event happening, the halving. Is it next year in Bitcoin? Is
it? Yeah, it's around April next year.
Okay, the halving. And so the price goes up there. And so the relationship is when the price goes up, is that correct? And it becomes more difficult to mine. Is that the case?
Well, I mean, the thing is that supply is released at a slower pace because instead of 625 bitcoins for each as reward for each block, then it would be 3.125. And so basically your cost of energy are the same, your capex and for the machines is the same. So you have capex and opex that you cannot control. And you mine less, so something has to be done. Usually when there is less supply, the price goes up, but we will see whether this increase of price will be enough to make it sustainable for a number of players.
Yeah, yeah. And so you're looking at this, and what the summary of your report or the outcome of the report is what? The, you know, your system would help the efficiency of these miners and therefore, you know, allow them to break even, make a profit?
Yeah, we believe that our technology may represent a divide between being profitable and not being profitable.
Yeah. That's
important.
And are you in contact with these? Do you send this report out to these miners, or are you in contact with these kind of people, these kind of companies?
I mean, as you would expect, I think we talk to a number of parties all around the world, and yes, we can send, we will send this, but I'm sure that we are on the radar of many of them, so we will do it, but I don't think it will be strictly necessary, because they by the time we send them, they already have it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, it's very interesting, because I can see the list of all the companies here, focused and what is it? Core Scientific produced the most Bitcoin in 2022 with 40,420. And in fact, on the bottom there, people may be familiar with, because it's listed in the UK as well, is Argo Blockchain, 2,199. But so the size of the operation, well, Core Scientific have 4.4% of the market pretty much, and Argo has 0.67%. So it's very interesting to see where these countries are from. Many in Canada, US. And Australia and the UK, but mainly US and Canada, aren't they?
Yeah, and plus it's not covered, but I mean, we of course have the data. As similarly important is, or equally important is, the pools, because basically the pools rely on miners, because if miners are not profitable, then the pools don't have miner who join them. So. Of course, you would expect we talk and we are familiar with the main pools. So, I mean, we keep our door open to all these parties, and we entertain and engage all of these parties.
Yeah. And is there of course, it's generalizing, because different miners have different levels of efficiency, of course, and different input costs. But is there a level at which Bitcoin is unprofitable for most miners? Or, you know, I mean, right now, at, say, 28,000, are most miners making money, or is that impossible to say?
Well, it depends on the value of the Bitcoin. I mean, you will remember that... the price of the Bitcoin of a few months ago, many had to file for Chapter 11 in the States.
Yeah.
So I mean, they are just about. So clearly, the current Bitcoin price helps. But many of these miners are in a situation where really a small change of the price of the Bitcoin, a small change of the price of energy, although they go to Paraguay to buy cheaper energy. So it's... it's tough for many of them.
Yeah, yeah. So even at this level right now, say $28,000 per Bitcoin, is it still tough for many?
Yeah, because then they will have to face the problem of new equipment. So CapEx can be a very big problem, because most of them finance the acquisition of their mining equipment with loans. Now cost of loans has gone up, and as soon as a new ASIC comes out, they have to get it, otherwise they will not be as efficient as other miners. And then it becomes a game, a capital intensive game, as it always been, but now with the interest rate which is higher. And so they are facing the potential problem of renovating their existing miners, mining equipment, which can be a problem. And therefore is even more important if they can upgrade the performance of their existing mine equipment by adding our software. So their need for capital will be close to zero, because we may consider entering in the revenue sharing agreement with some of these entities.
Yeah. It is interesting that, you know, like you said, that they're chasing the efficiency, aren't they? Chasing efficiency, and that comes with a capital cost. And of course, you realise there's only maybe a certain amount of, you know, incremental gains you can make getting new equipment all the time. You know, so you have to have something, a bit of a game changer. And I suppose that's where your technology comes in and, you know, helps them steal that lead in efficiency.
Yeah, that's exactly, well, I mean, in efficiency compared to the new ASIC which will come out, although I can tell you without disclosing names that there will be a big surprise in the market about ASIC manufacturers, but I won't say more at this point. But the beauty of our technology is that regardless of how fast your ASIC chip will go currently or in the future, we will always add performance on top of it, because we select interesting part of the search space where it's more likely to find the winning ashes or ashes in general. And that really makes a big difference, because we are always in a position to add performance to whatever ASIC chip is around now or will be around in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Francesco, if you could then, three quick reasons why someone should hit that follow button on your page and add quantum blockchain technologies to their watch list, please.
Yeah, because we really understand the numbers of our potential customer and or partners. Because our technology can make the difference between being profitable and not being profitable, and because regardless of whatever ASIC chip will be available in the future, we will always be in a position to add performance because of the nature of our machine learning algorithms.
Marvelous stuff. Francesco, good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Justin, as usual. Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.